Blog Talk Radio.
Intuitiveness, I pray, that will help them to move to new levels and be blessed in Jesus' name. God, look on those who are in prison, and I pray that you help them. Oh God, those who are innocent, open up prison doors in Jesus' name. Ooh. We treasure what you've done already. We know that you're working a mighty wonder in our souls. We just bless your holy name. Look on this prayer line today. Bless the people who have come, Lord, to be with us and to be with you and to give you glory and give you adoration. I pray especially for Ambassador Dr. Betty Johnson. Amen. That you would be with her today. Be with us today. Thank you for your blessings. And I pray that you lift every heavy burden off of her life and every heavy load. I'm asking you to completely heal her, Lord, from any back spasms and any back pains, we pray. We give you glory and give you praise for it. We declare this a day for you, and we love you, Lord. And we ask all these things in Jesus' name. Anything we've forgotten, please help us. Oh, may I ask you, Lord, to take over the convention and bless it in an ultra-awesome way. Those who come in, bless in, in a special way. I also pray for Ambassador Stern, Lord, who is out of town in Mexico. And help her and bless her in Jesus' name. Bless her family, let them enjoy themselves. I pray. Thank you for all things. Thank you for every miracle you've done. Thank you for every blessing that you've given. And we pray for you. And we pray to you, Lord, in Jesus' name. And thank you for all things. Thank you for Jesus, who laid the foundation and opened up the way. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we ask these things. And we give you glory and adoration for everything that you're doing and everything that you're going to do. Thank you, Lord, for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen and amen and amen and amen. God bless all of you on the prayer line this morning. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Good morning to you. Good morning to all of you on the prayer line.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. May the Lord bless you and keep you. And everybody, the Lord's been so good to you. Can you get enough strength to speak to him at least? Amen.
Good morning.
Good morning, Lord.
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 We just bless his holy name. Oh, thank God for Jesus. There's so many of you who are on the line. Amen. I want to try that again. I don't want it to be said that you didn't even speak to the Lord after last night. He did thousands of things for you between last night and this morning. Especially between yesterday morning and this morning, thousands of things. And you don't want to be said that you treated him like that. Some people do. Amen. They do so much for you. You won't even speak to them. Amen. Come on, let's speak to the Lord. Good morning, Lord.
Good morning,
Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
And let's go into praise. I've said it many times. Y'all ought to be know this right now, that when I say praise, you're supposed to jump in there and start praising the Lord from all these area codes. God's been so good to you. From 773-314-816-913-219-910 from 912 and from 391 and 757 and 325 and so many. Oh my God. And from 816 and 616 and so many others. 832 and, oh my God, 419. So many area codes, and yet I can't really say that y'all really take time to open up and thank the Lord for what he has done for you. I wouldn't let it be said you were not there thanking him for his goodness and his kindness and his love. For God so loved the world, in the name of Jesus, God gave his son, and the son gave his life. So 419 and all you, what y'all going to do about it? Are y'all going to praise him and give him glory? I hope so. This is a wonderful day. Let's do a praise check. This is to find out what level your praise is on, because all of us have a praise. Amen. I got a praise, and I got to get it out. Amen. Let's praise him right now. Praise check, everyone.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
I bless all of you on the line.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Wow. Thank
you.
God bless all of you on the line this day. Yeah, this is a special day to Ambassador Dr. Betty and to me. Amen. I'm going to give y'all an open space near the close of the prayer line today for y'all to wish, amen, and Ambassador Dr. Betty Johnson a happy anniversary. This is our anniversary day. Amen. Thank God for her. She's put up with me a long time. 46 years. Amen. So at the close of the day, if y'all want to wish us a happy anniversary, I'll give y'all an opportunity in the name of Jesus. Amen. God bless Ambassador-elect Wazin Cobb. Why don't you take us in today, and would you please give us what we call our praise reports. Give us a praise report and ask others for praise reports today. The line is open to you. Are you there?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Do that for us, please. Thank you so much.
Yes. Good morning, everyone. Thank the Lord for blessing us to see another day that we've never seen before. We thank you for a blessed weekend and for blessing us to go through the night with no hurt, harm, or danger, especially in a city like this. All kind of things happen, things that I've never known happen before. So we're here this morning to get the praise reports. We're giving honor to God, giving honor to Chief Ambassador Johnson and Dr. Betty Johnson, and we're ready for the praise report. Who would be the first one to give a praise report?
Thanks to God.
Thank you, Lord. This is Sister Farshi 801 from Salt Lake City. I just want to thank the Lord this morning for letting us see another day that wasn't promised to us. And, Lord, I just can't thank you enough. I can't thank you enough. Hallelujah. And I just... You know, I'm just glad to be on this prayer line one more time, you know, because it's so good, so good. God is so good, so good, so good, so good. Good morning, Jesus. Nice having you here. I hear your bells whenever you're near. My burden, there goes my fear. Good morning, Jesus. Nice having you here. Good morning, Jesus.
Oh, that was beautiful, beautiful. Oh, this is convention week, and we all ought to be so excited. So, anyone else have a praise report?
Good morning, Mother Cobb. This is Ambassador Charlotte Gray from Kansas City, Missouri. I do have a praise report. I am grateful to be back home. We've been out of town. We were in Iowa. We had a fourth older kid graduate from high school. So I am grateful that God sent us to Iowa safely with all our children and brought us back home. Praise the Lord. I am glad to be back in Kansas City. That is my praise report. You were doing great, so I am passing it back to you, young lady.
All righty, thank you. Anyone else have a praise report?
Good morning. This is Ambassador-elect Mother Digby from Area 708, giving honor to God, to Dr. Johnson, to Sister Cobb, and to everyone that is on the line. I thank and praise the Lord for all of his goodness. The Lord is good, and he is worthy to be praised. I thank the Lord for answered prayer. I thank the Lord for how I had called in. My sister has dementia, and she's gotten to the stage where like she forgot couldn't hardly walk. And then they have to take her to dialysis. And I called in last week and asked for prayer. And God blessed and looked like she's walking a little better. And I thank and praise the Lord for that. So many times I called in for prayer for different situations. And God always answers the prayer. And I thank him for it today. I thank him for all of his goodness. I thank him for each and every one of you. And I thank him for this prayer line. Thank God.
All right, that was beautiful. Do anyone else have a praise report?
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Sister Ernestine Riley, area code 773. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, and his mercy endures forever. Just wanted to give you all a quick update on my daughter-in-law. I have been requesting prayer for quite some time now for her, for cancer. And I just want to say that the Lord blessed me. I was able to go to Nevada and bring her back here. We thought she wouldn't be able to take that trip, but the plane flight was 4 hours, and the Lord blessed us on that trip and got her here, got her to the University of Chicago. And I just want to say that they have controlled that pain, because she was in pain almost like 24 hours. She was just on and off in pain. And it kept me up at night because I was on the floor praying for her. But I just want to tell you today that she is out of pain, and they are thinking about releasing her home, although she has to get some treatments. But I thank God for where he's brought her from. I want to thank you all for your prayers, and continue to keep me in your prayers. Like I said, I was on the prayer line, but I was so busy, I didn't want to keep up noise, so I was on mute. But thank you all, and you all have a blessed day.
Thank you.
Wow.
You too. Prayer still works. That's a blessing.
Let me just say something to her. Sister Riley, if you would, you got my number. When you get close to her, I want to ask you to call me. I'm nothing. I don't have no power. I'm not nothing. But when you get close to her, call me.
I will do that. Thank you.
Talk to the Lord about her, okay?
All right. Thank you so much, and I will do that.
Right. All right. Go ahead, Master Lake Cobb.
Okay.
Master Lake Riley. Appreciate
you. Anyone else have a praise report?
This is Daniel Peterson. I thank God for another day. I thank you for watching me. I thank God that last week, I mean, trying week, my back up against the wall and everything. I just thank God. I still ain't at the rules, but I thank God I'm still here. And he had never left me. He's still with me. And I continue to pray that he will see me through, because I got some things I need to face today. And don't know how I'm going to do it or what's going to happen, but I'm just praying to God will see me through, because he always has. And I don't think he'll leave me now. So I'm just thanking God for who he is in my life. And God bless each and everyone on the prayer line this morning.
Thank you, Mother Peterson. Do anyone else have a praise report?
Good morning. This is Becky in Kansas City. I just want to thank God for this day. Thank God for keeping me through the night and waking me up this morning. I thank God for everything. I thank God for my life. If he knew that I would be able to withstand this type of lifestyle, so I thank God for it. I thank God for the encouraging words that I received, especially on yesterday. I am just so thankful. I can't say thankful enough to God for his mercy. I want you all to continue to pray for me.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Do anyone else have a praise report? How many more did you want, Ambassador Johnson?
Let's take about three more.
All right. Come on, Saints.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Sister Reed in Texas.
Good morning.
I'm calling to give a praise report on my daughter and thank the Lord for protecting me over the dangerous highways to San Antonio and back. Her condition is improving. She's not completely healed. The infection is still there, but it's going down. The Lord is blessing her. And I ask for prayer that the Lord continue to bless her and that she recovers from this completely. And I thank the saints for their prayers. And have a good day. Thank you.
Let me jump in here, Sister Wilding.
All right, go ahead.
Here. The Lord gave me something on the blog line. And even he gave it to me in my prayer time. He said, tell the people that whoever has any condition, any affliction, any disease, whatever it may be, and the doctor has named it, if he named it COPD, if he named it cancer, if he named it diabetes, or whatever he named it, he said, tell the people they can come to me. And this is not them saying this, but if they want to come to me and say, Lord, the doctor says I have cancer, or the doctor says I have carpal tunnel, or I have lipedema, doc, whatever he named it, he said, you can bring it to him and say, the doctor said I have this or that. And but then say, but I'm believing that by your stripes, the stripes that they put on your back, they whipped you all night long, the stripes of the Lord, I am healed. And say, by the wound in his side, I am healed. I got this instruction from the Lord. Why don't you follow it to the letter? You got to follow it to the letter and then see what the Lord will do for you. Don't dip in the dirty Jordan two times and say, God, where's my healing? No, the leader of the of those Edomites, I believe, he was told to dip seven times. So you got to follow it to the letter. Do what you've been asked to do. Amen. If the Lord says, drop three drops of oil in that water and drink it all, don't drink one little third of it and say, Lord, I ain't nothing happening. You didn't follow it to the letter. You were told to drink it all, and you didn't drink it all. I told some people, bring your offering, bring your tithes, and when you come, say, thank you, Lord, for my miracle when you drop it in. But those who came by and didn't say, thank you, Lord, for my miracle, didn't follow it to the letter. Don't expect the Lord to do nothing, because I told you that when you come by and drop it in, say, thank you, Lord, for my miracle. It's not my fault that you didn't follow instructions now. Amen. God bless you. So thank God for every person on the prayer line this morning. And follow the instruction to the letter. Back to
I
you.
I receive that.
God bless you. Amen. God bless to you, Ambassador Elect Wilding Cobb. Give me a couple more praise reports. Amen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Renee McKnight from Texas. Morning, Watson.
Good morning.
And everybody else. I just want to share, you know, thank you, God, for waking me up. And y'all know that I'm a caregiver, too. Friday, I went in to my lady's house. Her landline was not working, so I couldn't clock in. So I had to use my cell phone to clock in. And then she told me that her dryer wasn't working correctly. It wasn't coming on. So I said, okay. I was there less than 45 minutes. I started not praying real loud, out loud, but just kind of praying, you know, where God could hear me. Mm-hmm. I got her phone to working and her dryer.
Beautiful.
She's on a fixed income, so I knew she couldn't afford, you know, someone to come out to help her with her dryer. So I said, you know, I just started praying that God would help me fix those two, you know, appliances for her. It made me feel so good.
Ooh.
I mean, that's my praise report. I did good that day.
What did the lady say, Sister Renee? What did she say?
I said, her name is Peggy. I said, Miss Peggy, did you hear me praying? And she said, yes, I did. And she said, thank you, Renee. Thank you. You're my angel. She said, God sent you to me.
That's beautiful, beautiful.
So, I'm still gonna work with her, but I'm also gonna do the Adult Enrichment Center. So y'all pray for me. That I mean, I know this is a lot for me, but my lady, she doesn't want to lose me, and she's a wonderful lady. So. Y'all just pray for me to give me strength and, you know, guide me. And I love y'all all on the prayer line. I love y'all all. Y'all all have a blessed day.
Amen.
You
all
too.
Right. Get one more, Sister Wazine.
All right. Do we have one more praise report?
This is Sister Lucille. I want to first give honor to God and all the saints on this prayer line. I truly thank the Lord for waking me up this morning. I thank the Lord on the blessing that I got at church on yesterday, me and my daughter. And I'm asking the saints to continue to keep me in your prayers. God bless you and have a wonderful week today.
God bless you too also. Now we'll turn it back over the hands to Chief Ambassador Johnson.
Thank you so much, Ambassador-elect Wazine Cobb. You have done such a wonderful bumper job. I like that excitement and I like that energy in your voice. Amen. God bless you.
God bless
you. This is convention week. Amen. We're excited about it. Y'all are coming to Kansas. Hallelujah. Amen. And we are so happy. All right. Let us know when you're coming in, et cetera, if you need a wait. Many of you who are driving in, thank you so much. Come to Kansas City, Kansas. Amen. And when you get here, amen, check in and let us know you're here. All right. And the Hilton Garden Inn is the hotel. 913-342-7900. God bless all of you. We're looking forward to seeing you. I know I'm going to be shocked when I see some of you. Because some of y'all, I have you pictured this way, and you might be looking that way. But whatever, we're just going to have a lot of fun in the Lord, and we're going to have a lot of spiritual times in the Lord. God's going to bless you. He already told me to tell you, listen, don't worry about back home. He got your back, and he's going to take care of you in the name of Jesus. God bless all of you. I want to get some prayer for you on the line. Amen. I feel like praying a little bit this morning. Amen. I want to look for a volunteer. I know nobody wants to speak up, and this is Monday morning. I know most people don't want to do nothing on Monday morning, but I'm going to ask you, if you don't mind, somebody volunteering to take these prayer requests, and we'll pray for the people. Anybody?
Good morning, Chief Ambassador Hodges. May I take the prayer request this morning?
All right,
please?
Go ahead. God bless you.
God bless you, everyone on the prayer line. And we know that earth has no sorrows that heaven cannot heal. We're going to open up our prayer line this morning. Those of you that have a prayer request, we're going to ask at this time that the altar is open. And would you please give us your name followed by the condition or the individual that you're requesting prayer for.
This is Ambassador Peterson. I got some prayer requests this morning. I pray for me. I need a pint of mirror today because I'm facing some today. I really need God to take care of today. And I ask some prayer for that. And I ask some prayer for my daughter. She's flying to Haiti for her job. Pray that she have a safe trip and return back safely. And also for the young man.
Wait,
Angelo.
Hold on. Mother Peterson, hold on. I'm trying to write this down. What is the name of the young lady that's traveling?
Her name is Meredith Peterson.
Meredith Peterson, yes, ma'am. And your third person?
Angelo Wilford. He's a young man, 19. He got cancer. And they done did all kinds of treatment. And now the cancer keeps spreading in his body. So please pray for him.
Angelo
Wilford. Yes, ma'am. Is there another? No, that's it. It's my prayer for today. This is Carbon, Texas. My daughter, my family, she's coming to you. And I'm trying to take care of you, so just pray for the family, too.
All right, Mother Cobb, I did hear you.
Okay. All right. I'm just praying to my pastor, Jonathan Taylor. The doctor says he has diabetes, but he's not claiming it. And also, I have a few ends to tie up. I'm trying to get to convention, So I need a miracle before I leave. I'm still coming, but I need some things to do before I get there. So I'm just praying for that and for the convention.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Someone else with a prayer request this morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Sister Renee.
Hi, Sister. Hodges?
Yeah.
Yes. Good morning. I just want y'all to continue to pray for me and my brothers, Roy and Landy, and my mother, Betty.
Thank you.
Thank you. Y'all all have a blessed day. I love y'all all.
And we love you right back. Someone else, please.
Good morning. This is Sheila Brown, 913. Good morning. Good morning. I just want to put everyone that's going to be traveling here.
Amen.
Traveling in from to the convention. Just the Lord give them traveling grace and mercy and just a joyful time getting here. Just bless everybody. Just knock their socks off traveling here. The Holy Ghost just show up in cars and stuff. You know, just do miraculous things for the people while they're traveling in.
Yes, ma'am. And Sister Sheila, after the prayer line, would you please call the office?
Yes, I will. Yes,
Someone
ma'am.
Someone else with a prayer request. Anyone else? Okay, I want to put out Chief Ambassador and Lady Dr. Betty on the prayer list this morning. Of course, we're praying for the convention. For the convention this week, I'm believing God that this 40-day fasting and all the prayers that are going up, God's going to show up in a miraculous way. So I would just want to put the convention, the chief, the first lady, everybody that's coming to this convention on the prayer line this on the prayer list this morning. And also, let's continue to remember Bria and our youth. As school closes, I want to put our youth on the prayer line this morning because I'm not even going to give them any credit, but let's keep them covered. What else?
This is Sister Lucille. I want to put my Aunt Maddie on the phone, on the prayer line. She called me last night and told me that she wasn't feeling well and she needed to be put on the prayer line. And also pray for me and my children. God bless you.
Thank you very much. So we got you. We got six, Chief. How many more do you want?
One more.
Good morning.
Kansas City. If I may. Brother Lonnie, Kansas City. I was just asking for prayer for my strength. I've been extremely tired. I don't know. I've been going to the gym. Maybe I'm working out too much. Or I just feel like I've just been feeling exhausted and tired. And I just beginning a new job today, so I'm getting prepared to go out and do that. So I'm just praying for my strength that I don't grow weary in the Lord, that I don't grow weary in trying to serve God and, you know,
Brother
Lonnie, first in my life. Yes, sir.
God bless. Yeah. Amen. You want to give a praise report? That we prayed and asked God to give you that job. Amen.
Yes,
and
how's
your daughter doing?
I'm trying to reach out to her. She's not responding to my calls. I'm going to have to pull up on her and, face
All
to
right.
face, and, you know, but I've been trying to reach out to her through the phone, but she's not responding to my call, so
she will, really keep sure. trying. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Let us not be weary in well-doing.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. I don't know what's going on. I'm just, Lord, I thank you for today. I just give you praise, Lord. Hallelujah. I praise the Lord today. for he is worthy to be praised. I give him the glory for all that he's doing and all the works that he's been doing in my life. I just
all
thank
right.
him so much.
God bless you. Let me, Ambassador Hodges, can you get us some prayer for these things? I appreciate it. We appreciate it.
Okay, Keith, there was one other person that was trying to get in. May we take that one?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, there was someone that was trying to get in at the same time Brother Lonnie was talking, and we will go ahead and take your request.
This is Sister Reed in Texas. I was calling to request prayer for my son. I'm still praying for his salvation. And I ask you to pray with me.
What is your son's name, please?
Charles.
Oh, thank you. Thank you all for all of your prayer requests. And we're gonna go to with these requests. Is there anyone that would like to pray for us? Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you this morning, Lord. We thank you, God, for another day that you have allowed us to see. God, we want to first of all ask for your forgiveness. Father, please forgive us for those sins we have committed against you and those sins of omission and commission. God, we thank you, and God, we're asking you for another chance. God, as I come before you this morning to lift up those that have made known their prayer requests before you, those that are asking for prayer, God, for Peterson. She's asking for a financial blessing this morning, God. Oh, Lord, we know that you're able, you're able, you're able. So many of us that have been in need of a financial blessing, and God, we know it was you and only you brought us through because we saw no way out, God, but you know just how to fix this situation. God bless her for her prayer request for Sister Meredith Peterson, that she'll have traveling mercy wherever she may go, God. We ask that you be with her, protect her, keep her awake, God, in the name of Jesus. God, she's also lifting up Brother Angelo with that cancer. God, I know what you can do when it comes to cancer. There's so many witnesses up here that you have healed of cancer, not only them, but their loved ones, God. We're thanking you. We're thanking you this morning for your healing, not only for Angelo, but anyone else that's dealing with the cancer, God. We're asking that you touch their bodies, God. We're asking that you touch any symptoms that may come along with it, God. We bind those things right now in the name of Jesus, and we're putting the resurrection blood of Jesus in those spots right now. God, we're thanking you in advance for a praise report of healing in that situation there. Oh, Father, look on Mother Cobb today, Lord, Ambassador-elect Cobb, as she prepares to come to the convention. God, we thank you for this great woman of God. We thank you for the excitement, for the expectation, for the things that she's looking for, how she pressed her way to get to this convention. And God, we know that you would not have brought us far to leave her. God, I'm asking you to make the way smooth for her. Let her leave on a peaceful note. And while she's gone, God, let her come back and find everything in place. God, look on her pastor this morning, God. Look on Pastor Jonathan Taylor. He's another one, God, that we're expecting a praise report on that end, God. In the name of Jesus, God, touch his body. Prove yourself to him. Father's hope that maybe he has not a diagnosis. Let him be an example. In the name of Jesus, God, we appreciate morning, Lord. Oh, God, we're saying thank you, God. Thank you for her new job. God, we're thanking you for her increase in faith with you, God. Lord, I could just tell a difference in her since she first came on the prayer line. And, God, we're thanking you. We're asking you to look on her brother. Look on Roy. Look on Randy.
And God, look on to her mother. There's nothing like a mother, God. And she's praying for her mother this morning. She's standing in the gap for her family this morning, God. We're asking that you mend families, God, in the name of Jesus. Bind confusion that try to come in families, God. Those that are going to family reunions and planning family reunions, God, we're asking that you be with them. Bind the devil as he tries to stick his head up in situations there. God, we thank you for Sister Sheila Brown this morning, Lord. God, we thank you for her, God. We thank you for her prayer request for the convention. She, like so many others, are praying for this convention. God, we're looking forward for this convention. It's just something about this convention that, God, is just excitement about it. And we're thanking you. We're thanking you, God, because you know, we know that you're in this thing here. God, we're thanking you because so many of them that didn't see a way. But God, you made a way for them, God. Oh, God, you made the way, and we're thanking you for it, God. We're even thanking you for how you work with the hotel, God, that they gave us a good rate for this hotel. We're thanking you for anyone that's doing anything to help with it, God. We're thanking you for souls that are going to be saved, for miracles that are going to happen. God, I'm claiming them in advance, and I'm thanking you for them in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we're asking this morning that you look on our chief, and please forgive me, Lord, because I should have made them first. But, God, look on our chief ambassador this morning, God. Continue to cover and bless him, God. Lord, allow him to get some rest and be rested up for this convention. God, I'm thanking you for his life, asking you to impart more wisdom in him, God. We're thanking you for his special night, God, and we're asking that you be there and bless on it, God. Look on Lady Betty that stands beside it. We thank you for touching her body last week, God. Lord, we thank you for how she's always there, God. Lord, we thank you for how she just stands by the side of her companion, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we're thanking you for her and her encouraging words. We're thanking you for how you protect her, God. In the name of Jesus, as she travels to and fro, God, we're thanking you, asking that you bless her, God, whatever she stands in need of, whatever her heart's desire. God, we're asking that you look on this great woman of God and keep her, Lord, in this ceremony. God, look at Lucille today, God. Lord, you hear her prayer request daily. God, she's praying for her auntie, God. On Aunt Earlene. Look on Aunt Maddie in the name of Jesus. God, touch him, touch him, touch him, touch him. In the name of Jesus, oh God, touch him. Look on Sister Lucille, God. Look on that situation, Lord. Look on her children in the name of Jesus. Let her rest in you, God. Continue to bless and keep her. Put a hedge around her, God. We heard her asking for a home a while back, God. We were believing that you're going to do that for. We hear her asking for peace, God. We believe you're going to do that too, God, in the name of Jesus. And, oh, God, we're looking on brother, asking you to look on Brother Lonnie this morning, God. We thank you for his life. We thank you for his deliverance. We thank you for his blessings, God. But, oh, Lord, I'm asking you to look on Sydney this morning, God. Look on his daughter, Sydney, Lord. Whatever is going on there, God, we're asking that you deliver in that situation, God. Put that daddy-daughter bond there in the name of Jesus. To negative talk, to negative thought. Let her know that you don't choose your parents. Your parents are gifts like a gift to him. God, look on her this morning, God. Look on Brother Lonnie. Keep him encouraged. In the name of Jesus. Touch his body. Give him strength. And God, keep him focused on you. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for the prayer request from Sister Reed this morning, God. She's praying for her son. She wants her son. She wants Charles saved. And God, we know what you can do. We know you can save him, God. And God, I'm asking you to settle his spirit. Stop him from running, Lord. But don't let him rest until he turns his life over to you. Not only Charles, but for anybody else who wants their children saved this morning or loved ones, God. We're asking that you save them, God. Lord, look on our 50-50 list. Look on every child's name that's on that 50-50 list. And, oh, God, I'm thanking you. I'm thanking you, Lord. God, I just feel like we owe you some thank yous this morning, God. And Lord Jesus, oh God, y'all open up your lives and let's come on and give God some praise this morning. Oh God, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you, God, because we're believing that it's already done. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for
hearing our
prayer request this morning, God. Oh, Father God, we're thanking you for it. Thank you for making a way, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. For healing, God. In the name of Jesus, we're thanking you, Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you. God, we're thanking you for salvation this morning, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you.